Hi, this is Tina.
And this is Ellie with your Heat update.
In case you forgot, Heat is UCR's homecoming concert taking place February 7th at the center of campus at 8 p.m. Performances include Planes Crash, Through It All, Everybody Else, Sweethead, DJ Frankie Chan, DJ Heather and Colette, Circus Survive, She Wants Revenge, and NERD. And if you're looking to get your hands on a pair of tickets, visit heat.ucr.edu or ticketmaster.com.
We recently spoke with Justin Trujillo of Through It All
and Circus Survive to get their insight on the show.
Here's a listen to what Justin had to say.
Yeah, we're definitely excited to play Heat because our band is from the Riverside area, and right now I'm a student at UCR, so it's going to be a good opportunity to finally come out on a big scale to everybody in the area.
And what it is do you think that your band has that got you to this point to be able to play at Heat?
I think that we're doing a lot of mixing of genres and styles so that we have a little bit of something for everybody. For the people who want to get there in the mosh pit or sing along with the chorus, like, we have a little bit of something for everybody.
And is it going to be weird for you to play at a place where you're probably used to walking to class? I mean, going through to walk to class?
It's definitely going to be a little bit strange, but I think it'll be cool. It's going to be definitely an experience.
Can you explain what you're doing with your music in terms of being different and collaborating with those genres?
Yeah. There's a lot of bands right now that are like, I guess people call them like screamo bands, and a lot of people kind of shy away from that because it's a little too...
abrasive.
Yeah, abrasive. But we like some of the stuff from that, so we take like some of the intricate guitar riffs and the breakdowns and things like that, but then we like do kind of like a more poppy like choruses and more melodic vocals.
And is this the very first big show you've done, your band has done?
We've done several shows with we've played with like A Day to Remember, Lower Definition, and a couple other bands, but we've done them at smaller venues, so this is the first festival that we've done.
And how are you getting ready for it, because I'm sure it's going to be a whole different thing?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of practicing lately because we're planning to play all the songs that we haven't played live before for everybody. All the songs that are going to be coming out on our new CD are going to be played live at Heat.
And what's the biggest thing you guys have experienced since your band has started?
I'd say one of the coolest things we've done is when we go in the recording studio, because we sit down with the producer and just have a good time like making our songs, and just the collaboration we get to do with each other, and like all our creative energies like combine and we get to make music together.
Are you from the Inland Empire?
Yeah, I grew up in Riverside. I was born here. I went to Riverside Poly High School and now I go to UCR.
And what do you expect from Heat in terms of a crowd and your performance?
I'm hoping a lot of people are there, and I want to give everybody like the best performance of our careers, because I think this is a great opportunity since we're going to be like sharing the bill with, you know, great bands like Circus Survive and NERD and She Wants Revenge. So I think it's just an honor to be playing at this.
And your music is really complex, so obviously you have to draw inspiration from a lot of different bands and genres. What are some of the bands that have led the style of your music?
We definitely draw from a lot of different genres, and we draw from like different levels of fame in bands too. Like we're really influenced by a lot of big name bands like A Day to Remember and Under Oath and Taking Back Sunday, and then we're influenced by local bands too, like Love Hate Hero, and like our colleague bands too, like Planes Crash.
And also, I guess I'm always really interested in how bands, you know, find their name. Is there a story behind your name Through It All?
Kind of. Our lead singer Jeff and our drummer Nick, they started a lot of bands, and not that many of them like turned out being that successful. And they're like, they decided that this time we're gonna get through it all, and we're gonna actually make something out of this. So I think that we're kind of like doing that right now.
Great.
The city of Riverside is often known for its intricate music scene. So how do you feel your band has contributed to that, and what do you like about that?
Definitely, what I like about the Riverside scene, as opposed to like LA and Orange County, is that our fans seem a lot more like personal. They want to get to know us because they know that we're from our hometown, their hometown too, and they just take the time to like come up and talk to us after shows, say what's up, and try to get to know us a little better.
And here's Through It All with Magnolia off of Was This For Us to give you a taste of what to expect for Heat, taking place on February 7th as part of UCR's homecoming. For more information, visit heat.ucr.edu or kucr.org. We'll be right back.
We also spoke with Anthony Green, Nick Beard, and Steve Clifford of Circus Survive. Here's the scoop.
So, were you surprised that UCR wanted you to come back for another year? And do you feel any pressure to outdo yourself from last year's performance?
No, I mean, I was definitely surprised because I didn't think they asked people to play 2 years in a row. But, you know, I was excited because we had so much fun playing last year.
And so what did you notice different about the crowd? Was there something special you saw at UCR?
Yeah, it was really fun.
You never know what to expect when you play, like, college shows like that. Sometimes it can be a real hit or miss thing, and, you know, that really hit, so it was cool.
Do you feel any pressure to outdo yourself or make any dramatic changes?
You always want to play better every time you play. You always want to one-up yourself, so, I mean, same amount of pressure you would to play any place, you know, the second time around.
And as established artists, what do you think it takes to sway a crowd of Heat's magnitude?
I think you have to be, like, I think you have to be really prepared. I think you have to have a lot of energy, and I don't know, I think you have to be really good. There's a true fans out there. They want to hear. They don't want you to suck. If you suck, they're not going to like you.
Compared to your last album, In Letting Go, what do you think the next album has in store? Are there any dramatic changes in your style or songwriting technique?
It's really hard to tell this early because even this early, we have so many songs already that we don't know what is actually going to make it on the album yet. And some of it is drastically different, while some of it is similar. It's really hard to tell this far in advance, you know?
And when do you think the album would be released this year?
No idea.
Yeah. I mean, like, things change, you know, the drop of a hat. You know, if we're right now, if we, you know, would want to plan to have it out, you know, by summertime, you know, that might be realistic right now, and then something could happen, and we might not be able to get it out till, you know, more like fall or winter.
Do you guys plan on playing any new stuff at Heat?
We've been talking about it, but we don't know for sure. We just started rehearsing, actually, for the shows we're playing over there. Still pretty up in the air what we're going to play.
Well, when you guys do play new stuff, I often wonder this, and I often wonder this particularly about you guys. How does it affect the way you play? I imagine it's a battle emotionally, since you guys are always playing the songs from Juturna or On Letting Go already, and the audience already knows those songs. It must feel really good to play new stuff, but is the crowd always up to your expectations when you do that?
I think it's not really about the crowd so much when you're playing new songs. You know, you're still, like, becoming familiar with them. You know, like, when you play a song that is, you know, been out already for years and people already know it, like, you know, you sort of you don't have the same type of feeling when you're playing something for the very first time or for the first couple times. So it's not really about, like, what the crowd's going to do immediately. You know, you really just hope that everybody's soaking it in.
Well, you say now it's a different time, or it was a different time then. So compared to now, what do you think it was that changed, either in the industry or between you guys?
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things that have changed. But I know that I think that we come from a time, I think most of us, all of us, come from a time in music where people started bands and played music for different reasons than they do now. I think, like, a lot of bands are started and formed, and people are become musically ambitious at a young age, and you know, I think that's always been the way it is. But I think now a lot of it is like, oh yeah, well, I can do this, you know, for a living, or I could be, people see the opportunity in that. Whereas I don't think any of us got into a band or started playing music because we thought we could do it for the rest of our lives or we can make money from it. You know, like, I don't think anybody in the band thought that when they started playing their instrument and they started playing in bands, you know. I hope I can make a living doing this the rest of my life. That they just did it because it was fun. And I think at like 12 and 13 and 14 now, kids are starting bands and they're becoming, you know, like, interested in making music and you know, but they see it from, like, a business aspect at that young age, where it's, they kind of lose the whole fun of just, like, you know, doing it just to, like, you know, get out your aggression or to get out of your parents' house or to get together with your friends somewhere, you know. I think, you know, that's something I don't know. I'm not saying that's the way it is. It's just the way I think it is sometimes.
No, that's the way it is. Right. Definitely is a lot more young kids talking about the business aspects of music these days, and that to me is just really weird. I never thought when I bought a CD when I was younger, like how many records the band had sold or like how many people they draw or anything. I just thought about the music, you know. I just would buy the CD because I liked the CD, and I liked a lot of bands that were huge, you know, and I liked a lot of bands that were really little, and I never really, you know, talked about that or thought about it. But these days, you see kids, you know, all they're talking about is how much this band does of this, or like how much they're selling, or how many kids go see them, or if they're making the right career decisions. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, like that's what I mean when I say it's a different time. It's like we didn't think about stuff like that. We didn't see how many, we didn't give a shit if people had like a website with hits on it. You know, you never saw that. You know, it was almost like the less people that knew about the band, the better, because then you knew you got in to see them, then you knew you got like that personal experience, and that whole personal experience is gone now. It's all about getting, people want to get famous. Mm-hmm. People want to be famous for like being in a punk rock band. Yeah. That's like an oxymoron, you know. it's a bum out that's how it seems to be.
Is this Anthony speaking right now?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Yes.
Okay, so when you left Seosin and then you started Circus Survive, You were already conscious of that, of what you had wanted, and in terms of
probably not.
Oh,
I left California because, you know, I didn't, I don't know. I mean, I've already said all the reasons why I left it.
Yeah, because I know
Circus Survive definitely started itself out of the whole idea of none of us wanting to can be cheesy, because that's how everything was starting to be, and it was like everything was totally cheesy, and it was difficult to be in the bands that we were all in and continue to work together, like work. And when I left California, you know, I left with a better idea of how the music business works, just because I had seen, like, you know, I'd seen the front lines of like I've been in the as they call it in the army. I was in the I saw it, and it was stupid, and I was able to take, you know, from there, the little bit of knowledge I knew, and we got together with the people at Equal Vision, and who have a lot of knowledge, and they really helped us develop our band. But I mean, I didn't start the band; the band sort of started me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, I know, you know, your bands you were prior in, Anthony, has been the most publicized, but I know being a band is almost like being in a relationship, so it's almost like getting out of a bad relationship. But I'm sure all the other members, even though it's not as publicized, you know, got out of bad, you know, bands or bad relationships as well. I guess I'm curious too, I know, and I'm sure, you know, finding the other members of Circus Survive is almost like finding your soulmate. So what do you think it is about your chemistry that makes it work, and what brought you all together?
I don't know if I can say something before any of you guys want to say something about this, but I think that for us, that the chemistry is exactly the same as you'd find in any couple that are just staying together because they love each other.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it doesn't get hard. Doesn't mean that it's not like, you know, peaches and cream all the time. But we have made, it's like you make the commitment to each other. You make the commitment to, you know, yourself to see it through, so you do it. And, you know, none of us, I don't think we've ever come to, you know, too much, we're not like a very turbulent band, but I think the fact that we just all want to make it work is the fact that we make it work, you know, like if we all love music, we all like really care about one another, and there's something special that just happens because of that. So I don't know I don't know if it's like that, you know, for any other bands. But after you've been married or been with one person for a while, let's say in a relationship, you sort of realize that you're making the decision to make it work, like all the time in everything you do. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. you know, that maybe there's a whole bunch of other guys that all of us could go make different music with. It's awesome, but we're not, we're doing this together because we feel special about it still. And I don't know, just to compare it to relationships like that. I've been in a really, really long relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And are there any last words you would like to leave your fans or who are getting pumped for Heat?
Yeah, and all the new ones that have never heard your music before.
Hopefully we'll see you guys. Come to bring lots of energy. Oh, and bring a bunch of balloons and blow them up.
Perfect.
That's right. Everybody bring balloons.
That's
any other cool things you could bring.
Condoms, rubber gloves, anything that's inflatable, tieable. Bring them, stuff them in your pants from through security, and then just let them go the entire set.
It'll be an air party.
An air party.
Explosive.
No explosives.
No explosives.
Thank you.
No,
like,
thanks for the
remote
clarification.
Remote control airplanes or helicopters.
Yeah, great. Bubbles.
We can't wait to play this show.
And that was Circus Survive with In Fear and Faith off of the album Juturna.
And for next week, we'll have She Wants Revenge and DJ Heather and Colette.
And for continuous coverage of Heat, visit heat.ucr.edu or kucr.org.
Until then, here's She Wants Revenge with Red Flags and Long Nights off their self-titled album.